Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, provided by the HealthLinks family of services. I'm your host, DJ Thatcher. Our mission here is to engage in conversations about the health and medical landscape of South Carolina so that we're all better informed. In this podcast, we are at the brand new state-of-the-art Ambulatory Surgical Center of Coastal Vascular and Vein, and joined by their Chief Operating Officer, Kendall Bittner. Hi. Kendall, welcome to the HealthLinks podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So we are at this beautiful location now, just outside of Somerville in Nexton, which if you haven't been there lately, is growing by leaps and bounds. Yeah, so Kendall, tell us about Coastal Vascular and Vein. Is this a varicose vein center? What is this really all about?
Sure. So we do treat varicose veins here. However, we treat everything that's really related to veins and arteries. And so varicose veins is very common. We do treat that at all of our offices. But then we also treat peripheral vascular disease. We treat people that have diabetes, hypertension, patients that have dialysis. We treat peripheral arterial disease, carotids, any aortic aneurysms. The list goes on.
Yeah, so. Very comprehensive. And you mentioned multiple locations. How many locations are there for Coastal Vascular and Vein?
So Coastal Vascular and Vein Center has 6 locations. So we're located here in Somerville, the hub at Nexton. We also have a location in West Ashley. We go to Walterboro, Mount Pleasant, and Merle's Inlet.
Wow, so you're covering about almost half the state, or maybe a third of the state. So
yes.
Do you have patients who come from other areas as well?
We do. We have patients from all of our offices that some of the farthest ones are 2 to 3 hours from the office. So at our Somerville office, we have patients that come from Orangeburg, Columbia, Santee, and then all the way down to Merle's Inlet. Of course, patients from Georgetown, Myrtle Beach, as far up as to Wilmington.
Wow, okay. So we have a statewide audience, of course, listening and viewing, but everything we're talking about here really is relates to them as well. So this is, as we mentioned, a state-of-the-art facility. What makes this one different from your other centers that you have?
Sure. This office is unique in that we have an ambulatory surgery center here. And so that is an area where patients can come and have surgeries that generally were done in a hospital setting. Years ago, all vascular patients had, and if they needed surgery, it was always a large surgery in the hospital where they had a long hospital stay and weeks of recovery. So at this center, we're able to perform the same care that those surgeries provided, but in a minimally invasive technique. And so, and even our equipment here, it's all the newest technology and equipment to treat vascular disease.
Sure. And of course, as we're speaking, you're seeing some video roll by as well of the center, including that beautiful ambulatory care center, the surgical suite. It looks like walking into a hospital, and I assume that it is of the same grade as any hospital surgical suite. Is that correct?
It is. Yes, it's correct. We're licensed the same. We have accreditation for our facilities at all of our locations, and that encompasses our vascular lab testing, our vein closures, our procedural areas. Mm-hmm. So yes, so our surgery center here, we can perform the majority of the cases that would have previously been done in a hospital.
Tell us about your medical staff. We have a huge staff here, but also the physicians to begin with. What is their specialty, and how many do you have?
Sure. Our staff here includes, we'll start with our vascular surgeons. They're boarded in vascular surgery as well as general surgery. They all have a lot of experience in the outpatient arena and utilizing these newer techniques. So Dr. Kiefer is our medical director. We have Dr. Zachary Arthurs as well, Dr. Sean Hislop, and Dr. Christian Hochberg. And those are the surgeons that are primarily covering our surgery center.
Of course, you have a whole team with them. I know you have physicians, assistants, nurses. What other type of staff do you have here?
Our staff encompasses our registered nurses, our technologists that are certified for vascular ultrasound. They have a special certification for that. Our RTs, they specialize in also interventional procedures. We have our medical assistants. They get all of our patients through the clinic. Our physician's assistants that you know, see our patients and coordinate that with our surgeons. And then, of course, we have all of our front desk staff and scheduling that helps get patients their pre-authorizations done with their insurance, streamlined, and get them in the door quickly.
Sure. I guess we could touch on that real quick, too. I guess all insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, are taken. Is that correct?
Yes, we take all insurances. Patients, there's two different ways they can be seen. They can be referred over from any of their other primary physicians or another specialist. Patients can also be self-referred. So some insurances do require a referral for a specialist, but most patients know that what their stipulations are with their insurance.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. We left one person out. That's you. How did you get involved with this? You're a registered nurse, but also the chief operating officer. What's your background?
I've been a nurse for, 18 or 19 years at this point. So I've been with Coastal Vascular and Vein Center for 4 years. And coming into this, I worked with a lot of the surgeons years prior in the hospital. I worked in interventional radiology, which covers a lot of the same procedures that we're able to do here in an outpatient setting. I spent some time in research and oncology and surgical step down, just rotate it through and landed here.
Terrific. Yeah, really comprehensive background. So we talked about patients, they're referred or they can self-refer. What is the most common type of patient or treatment that you're doing?
We have patients, a pretty vast range of patients that we see. So our typical patients, we have a lot of patients that have diabetes, hypertension. Again, we have a lot of dialysis patients. And then we also have patients that are very healthy individuals and you might just have a varicose vein that we're treating, a leaky vein or valve, and need treatment just to increase their quality of life.
Wow. You're really filling a niche too, because this entire area, the entire state, leads the nation in cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, and that sort of thing. And they all have vascular components, don't they?
Yes, that's correct. And, a lot of patients think a vascular surgeon that they have to have a larger problem, an aortic aneurysm or something like that. But our surgeons really treat people a lot earlier on than people would expect. So we really try to focus on wellness and prevention and screening. We have a really large vascular ultrasound lab here where we can screen people's carotids. We can look at their veins in their legs or even their arms.
And we have a video of that with Allison, who's providing a carotid ultrasound on a patient as well. And so you can see that on the video. What about the surgical procedures? What are some of the most common ones that you perform here?
The most common procedures that we perform in our office, we do a lot of angiograms, which is intervention to an artery in the leg. And so there's a few different ways that the surgeon can help a patient with that procedure. So that's generally done when a patient has decreased blood flow to a leg. A lot of these patients also have a wound or an ulcer in their leg that they've been trying to heal sometimes for weeks or months. And an angiogram with intervention, what they can do is they use basically a small catheter like an IV that they can access through a groin. And there's different devices and technology that they can use to help open that artery up and clean the plaque out of it, make a narrow place open with a stent, just restore blood flow to different areas in the leg and foot.
Kendall, I know one of the primary tenets you have here is to get patients treated, number one, near where they live, but also get them in, get the procedure done, and get them home so they don't have a long recovery in the hospital. What are some of the benefits of that?
We can get patients through the door in a matter of days. We can get them on the schedule, and we can get them scheduled for one of our minimal invasive procedures. This allows the patient to come in. Again, it's an outpatient setting. A family member comes with them, and they're usually only here for a few hours. And when they leave here, they're discharged straight back to the house, and we want people to get back to their normal life the same day. They don't have a lot of restrictions. These patients come in, living independently, and we want them to be able to leave. A lot of times when patients have a large surgery in the hospital, they spend time in the hospital, they're in bed, and sometimes they end up having to go to rehab after, and it's a lot longer recovery period for a lot of these patients.
I love your quote. You say, "Hey, it breaks my heart when we save a person's leg, but then they become debilitated to the point that they never walk again. And we can do better," with exclamation points. And it's so true, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, we can do better. And that's really one of our main goals and focuses here at Coastal Vascular and Vein Center is limb salvage and preservation, saving people's lives and limbs. South Carolina has a very high amputation rate, and that's related to a lot of things, like diabetes, hypertension, and just under treatment. And when somebody has a wound and it doesn't heal, that's what it can lead to, amputation. And we want to preserve people's legs to keep them more independent. They're at home and or continuing to work, just keeping up with their normal daily lives.
And of course, Coastal Vascular and Vein Centers have been open for years, but this new state-of-the-art facility in Nexton opened in August. But the official ribbon cutting isn't coming until, what, March? Is that right?
That's correct. So we started seeing patients here August 1st, and we've done a little soft opening, but in March we'll be inviting other healthcare leaders, all of our referring physicians, the community, other business groups to come tour our facilities and just really get excited about expanding care to the north area here.
So you're ramping up. What do you see or projecting in the first year or so as far as procedures and so forth?
Yeah, so we're on target to do at least 300 surgeries up here this year. And that's in addition to our other offices that we have. It's a lot closer to home for patients. We're the only center in this area that's providing outpatient vascular surgery. We're excited. We've already seen a lot of patients here for their clinic visits, their vascular ultrasounds. We've done a lot of vein procedures here. So we're excited to continuing expanding this office and coverage.
As you'll see on the video, the state-of-the-art actual surgical center itself with, I know what's on there, a pre-op and a post-op area. The patients come into, and then that big, looks like an operating room, and that's really what's done there.
Yes, so it is an operating room. It's similar to the hospital. And so all of our surgeries and other minimally invasive procedures are done there. So we will have days, we'll have anesthesia here, the same coverage that you would receive in a hospital setting. It's just done in an outpatient arena.
Let's talk about some of those procedures that might require sedation or anesthesia, some of the things that people would assume they have to go to a hospital for. What are those specific procedures?
Some of it varies on the patient's health. So if some people can tolerate those procedures under more of a conscious sedation, that just helps you relax, alleviates pain during that procedure. But patients that are a little sicker or might need a higher coverage, we'll have an anesthesiologist here. And again, the same anesthesia level that would be offered in the hospital would be offered here. And so that includes the angiograms with intervention to restore blood flow to the legs. There's some vein procedures that we can do here. There's debridements that we can do for wounds. The other procedures that we do here is for our dialysis patients. So we don't provide dialysis services. However, we create the access patients need for dialysis. So our surgeons can do that here under minimal sedation or anesthesia, depending on the type of procedure a patient's receiving.
And those are fistulas or shunts or that type of thing, is that right?
Yes, so we can, we have a type of fistula that we can do in the office. And then we also take care of those patients in between. So people that need a fistulogram that helps open that dialysis access back up, or declots if somebody has a clot there and they're not able to dialyze or to put catheters in to help with that.
Wow. I know a lot of people are dealing with deep vein thromboses as well, or blood clots in the legs, and you also provide the inferior vena cava filters, is that right? That they can prevent those from going where they shouldn't go?
We do. We provide that as well. For our patients that have DVTs, those patients generally have swelling, redness in their leg, pain in their leg. A lot of times people will present to the emergency room with this. We do see those patients same day. A lot of times the emergency room refers them directly over to us. Our registered vascular technologists, they can do an ultrasound of those legs to follow blood clots and treat the blood clots as indicated by the patient.
I guess as a public service as well, people might be thinking, okay, I don't know, maybe I have a blood clot, I have some pain in my leg. What are some things that would trigger a person to seek medical attention just for any of these vascular problems?
Any pain, swelling in the legs, that would be an indication to come and get an ultrasound or screening, at least meet with one of our providers. Another thing that we see a lot are people that just have tired and heaviness in the legs. So that doesn't necessarily, it doesn't mean you have a blood clot, but you can have problems with your veins or arteries. And that's all stuff that we can do here to get imaging, to find out and diagnose what's going on and help prevent that before somebody has a larger problem.
Terrific. So a patient could reach out to you directly. As you said, they could be self-referred, and if they're appropriate, you'll take care of them. If not, I assume you just refer them to a more appropriate provider. Is that correct?
Yes. We anyone can call in for an appointment. They can be seen at any of our six locations. We always have appointments available within a day or two. We even have same-day appointments available. And then a provider, can order the needed test or procedures. And of course, if needed, make additional referrals.
Sure. I know one of your driving forces here is that you're reimagining healthcare in South Carolina. We hear that term reimagine a lot. What are some things you have in the future or the forefront that you're looking to do?
We're pretty innovative in our procedures that we do. Again, the majority, they're all minimally invasive. We do a lot of work with our vein closures. We offer different options for that. And then our work that's done in the ASC, which is the Ambulatory Surgery Center, we work with different reps, and we always, any new products, something that we can use and help our patients heal quicker and be treated, we focus on that too.
Terrific. So people who are listening or watching, they want to get in touch with you. What's the best way?
Sure. There's a couple different ways to get in touch with us. Our website is coastalvvc.com. Patients can find all of our office information there. They can see and meet our providers. We have a patient contact form that can be filled out there. We also have a lot of educational material provided on our website. And the quickest way is just to give us a call. Our office line is 843-577-4551. And there you can connect with one of our operators or new patient coordinators to get scheduled for an appointment.
You mentioned some of the signs and symptoms of a deep vein thrombosis. What are some other things? I mean, we talk about vascular disease, and that could be anything from strokes to aneurysms and many other conditions. What are some things that people should be aware of?
So again, we kind of cover the signs and symptoms of some of the issues people have in their legs. The other things that we cover, an aneurysm. So that can present in back pain, belly pain for people, which is, people don't necessarily think that that's a vascular problem when they have that. But it is something, we have a lot of patients, if you are diagnosed with an aneurysm, some of them do require treatment immediately. Others, we can do imaging and follow those over a course of time and make sure that they stay a size that is safe. The other things we treat patients again with diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and all of those combined can cause problems for the vascular system. And so patients that have those diagnoses should have a vascular specialist on their team as well.
That's good. And I know everyone and everything here is state of the art, but you're always looking to do more. So what do you have in the forefront with future goals and that sort of thing?
At Coastal Vascular and Vein Center, we also like to be involved in research. And so we have, in the past, we've done some research studies to help track patients that have chronic limb ischemia. This was a national study that we were a part of. And we'll be coming on board with another study to to follow patients and different treatment options for patients with a certain type of aneurysm. So we do like to stay, again, on the forefront. We like to stay involved nationally and make sure that we're providing the highest level of care here for patients.
Terrific. Well, it is an impressive center, having been here. And Kendall Bittner, the Chief Operating Officer, thank you so much for opening up the Coastal Vascular and Vein Center for us. And thank you for being on the HealthLinks podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. And thanks for coming to take a look at our new center today.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Remember, our podcasts are also video-based, and so you can log in and not only hear our guests, but of course, see some of the pictures and video that go along with the subject as well. And as always, for any questions about our guest or for any comments or maybe suggestions for future podcasts, reach out to us at listen@healthlinkspodcast.com. I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.